online, and this is a special edition of TS Radio, and I hope I have Deborah Tavares online. We are just getting ready to roll here, and things are not real stable on the board. So, Deborah, do we have you?
Yes, you do. Good morning, Marty.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this show, and I'm sorry, but I just kind of got down to the crunch there. Deborah, we had just a phenomenal conversation off air, and of course you had directed me to what you had been doing on your websites, which are numerous. We've got smartmetersmurder.com, Toxic Skies, Toxic Water, you've got stopthecrime.net, and Smart Meter Murders, I believe I mentioned that one.
And refusesmartmeters.com as well.
Yes, numerous websites, and you have been tracking all of this stuff for quite some time. If you could, for our audience, give us a little bit of a background on how you got into this. What happened when you discovered these documents and what was actually going on?
Well, yes. My family are land developers. We built multifamily construction and predominantly in Southern California for several decades. And we were familiar with receiving and obtaining all the required documentation to build, meaning environmental impact studies were part of what we were required to obtain before we could ever even get building permits. Very costly reports, and what those reports did was it showed that our intended development would not negatively impact the surrounding area or the people or the roads. And thus, we spent thousands of dollars through our business career with those reports. Now, back a few years ago, we started receiving some phone calls, casual phone calls from tenants, because we've retained a number of buildings that we've built over the years in Southern California. And the tenants were expressing concerns about the frequencies and radiation that they were hearing about coming from the smart meter. Well, I had absolutely no idea what that was, what a smart meter was. And we were down in Southern California, and we went to Southern California Edison. And, of course, as we all know, most of you that are listening, the smart meter is a collection device that they're placing on all our homes and businesses. Anything that had a safe analog meter is now being replaced everywhere with a biohazard, an energy collection device that receives frequencies and radiation through the air, which has been shown to cause ill effects to people. But I didn't know that at the time, and we went to Edison, and we were told that it was a project that was too small to have required an environmental impact study. And that did not make any sense, other than perhaps they weren't going to put these meters on everyone. So we asked them that, and they said, oh, no, yeah, everyone's getting it. There's 5 million customers. So we assured her, the woman that we were speaking with, that she must be mistaken, that they have to have had an environmental impact study. The bottom line is that we told her to go to her supervisor and get the study, and we were very concerned about what our tenants were telling us, and coming from a building career, it's always best to investigate things that people tell you, because this is when things become very litigious. Attorneys get involved when you don't take action, when someone has a concern. So consequently, and particularly the protection of our tenants, if there were anything like that to have occurred, well, we were then told by Edison that we could only imagine how enormous the smart meter office and all of the paperwork must be, humongous amounts of paperwork, and wanted to know my capability of receiving all this information on my computer. And we looked at her and we thought, what? Just do a word search, radiation and frequencies have been tested, it's safe, no negative consequences, and they wouldn't do it. They said, well, we'll have to get that up to you. They said they would get it up to us because we live in Northern California and we were heading out of town. Bottom line is, when we returned to Northern California, we went to PG&E and we also contacted the California Public Utility Commission. And we were then informed there was no environmental impact study. And this just really struck some concern. It just was not right. Something was wrong. And shortly after that, I receive a letter from PG&E inviting me, one of 10 Northern California PG&E customers, to participate in an educational program about smart meters. And it was a dinner invitation. My husband was specifically excluded. They said there was not room for him. So I attended. There ended up being 3 meetings. And the first meeting, I told PG&E as a property owner, and everyone that's listening, take heed, because this is exceedingly important. As a property owner and an owner of multifamily construction, with multiple meters on the ends of buildings and the concern that tenants are having with the frequencies, whether they're getting sick or not, and at the time I did not know that the degree of illness that was going to be created from the frequencies and the radiation from these meters. And I told PG&E, brought in their attorney. Big mistake. Because, well, actually, a good thing, because I learned what I needed to know, and all of you need to know this too. The attorney said that PG&E would not be responsible for any liability at all or any consequences, because I said, if you're deploying these meters on us without a choice, then how are we protected should we find ourselves in litigation with the tenants claiming that they've become sick? We're going to end up in class action lawsuits that are going to be enormous. It's going to make the years of big tobacco litigation look like the first day in kindergarten. And that attorney concluded by saying that PG&E would not be responsible or obligated in any way because they were being mandated by the California Public Utility Commission to install these meters. Now, of course, all of us have since learned the only mandate regarding these meters has come out of the Department of Energy. The Department of Energy mandated that all utility companies deploy these meters on customers if the customer wanted a smart meter. It was never a law. It was never a requirement. Another enormous red flag. Anything at all that the government mandates, we need to pay close attention, like the mandating of fluoride in our water supply. The list goes on. But I want to start out, so that's about me. So when I started to find out about the smart meters, we started a campaign where people were buying signs, refusesmartmeter.com signs. We were posting flyers and information. And we at that time thought it would be a simple process just to tell the utility company we didn't want these meters. Well, they were rolling these meters in despite people's opposition. And people started putting locking rings around the meters to prevent them from being replaced. Those meter rings were being cut off, the safe meters, and they were deploying these smart meters. And then people started to get sick. And many, many people started to become very sick. And it was at that point that I started looking. Many of us in our group were doing, were gathering information, doing lots of research, and we found a Freedom of Information request from the military, a Fort Meade Military Army document, a 21-page document. It's posted on our sites, refusesmartmeters.com, and on smartmetersmurder.com. It states exactly what this frequency is and will do to people. It is a weaponized frequency. They know it. They devised it. And they are utilizing the frequencies as a weapon. Now, I know for those who might be listening, think that's a little over the top. Certainly our country, our government, would not do that to us. And sadly, our government is not for the people. We have been taken over by international banks. We're talking about the most wealthy conglomerates and societies, secret societies in the world. The Illuminati is an umbrella term where many secret societies fall under that. Skull and Bones, the Bush family, is seeped into many, many societies. I really recommend the book by William Cooper called Behold a Pale Horse. I would recommend everyone read that to understand how secret societies came to be and understand what they are. It's an easy read with lots of referrals to documents so that you can become educated quickly. We need to become educated very quickly because, quite frankly, we're at the dawn of an era of unimaginable consequences to humanity. And this conversation, Marty, that we're having is in no means intended to cause fear, because it's through fear that the Illuminati and the controllers of this world create in order to gain control over us and get us to continue to give up our liberties and our rights. And I refer everyone to stopthecrime.net. I urge everyone listening to look at the Iron Mountain report. It's on the site in two formats. You can see it as a documentary, or you can actually download the PDF. Essentially what that report is, it was requested by John F. Kennedy in 1961. There were a group of experts that met in a secret nuclear retreat, and the request was to look at how the United States was going to transition, if it could, from a war economy to a peace economy. And it was through the process of that John F. Kennedy gave a very, very, very famous speech shortly, just a few weeks before he was murdered or assassinated, however people would like to look at that. But I will quote this: "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations." And I'll follow it up with one more short quote, and this quote is as follows: "The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent." And this is former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover in 1956. Now, I want to clarify, this is not a right, a left, a religious, or an ethnic platform of discussion. This must be all people uniting together and understanding that we are not divided as we are being intentionally divided on every single front right now. You will find in the documents Silent Weapon for Quiet Wars and also the NWO plans exposed by an insider in 1969 that the intention is to keep the people divided, keep us distracted, keep us busy, 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 so that this tyrannical takeover can continue unabated by our knowing what is really going on. So when we talk about quotes from various political genres, it is not intended to be a favoritism for right or left or any designation like that at all. This is not about political affiliations. I also want to say again, this talk today that Marty and I are having is not to cause fear. This is to give you information. Knowledge is power. And
Amen.
Through that knowledge and power, we understand the moment that we are all finding ourselves in. And it is important for me and for others to spread this information, to allow other people to understand what is happening. Because what is happening is affecting every level of our human existence, our health, our brains, every single thing, our children, our grandchildren, the plants, our pets, everything, absolutely everything. And knowledge is absolutely not negative. In fact, the lack of knowledge is escapism, and many call it ignorance. And that's what they call us in the documents, in their words, the source documents on stopthecrime.net. These are documents in the words of the global elite, the Illuminati. And what they call us and how they refer to us, jellyfish brains, stupid, dumb farm animals, we belong on the farm. And they make jest of the fact that they tell us loud and clear exactly what they're going to do and what their agenda is, and we're all too stupid to see it. And it goes back to the symbolism that we've seen on our money, the all-seeing eye of Lucifer with the New World Order underneath that on our money, and all of the other satanic symbolisms, Illuminati symbolisms on the money, and through architecture throughout our country. You can see on either side of the presidential podium, fasci. That's a five-foot-high bundle of sticks with a hatchet on the top. That means and stands for Nazi fascism. Look it up. Look it up. Also, Google Mount Weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R, and understand that this plot and scheme has used our tax dollars, has put us into this financial ruin that we are being designed. This is an agenda. America has been pumped, and now they are dumping America. They are going to eliminate the middle class. You can read this in these documents. Nothing that I am saying today on this show is my hypothesis, my thinking. This is all from documents that you can read and substantiate everything that's being said.
You know, Deborah, when we spoke, one of the things we spoke about was specifically this, is documenting and resourcing and going back to where these statements and mandates and thoughts and ideas come from. You're absolutely right. People can get on the net or on these radio shows and scream, oh, you're tinfoil hat conspirators or conspiracy theorists. They can call us all kinds of names. And then when you hand them the documents and say, I didn't write this. This is the government agency it came from. This is the global personality who wrote this. And he's involved in this group and that group and another group that we know is out to render us dysfunctional. Now what? Now you're crazy. You're just crazy. They won't look at it. They can't look at it. They go into a rage.
Well, that's escapism, yes. And fear of believing that this could possibly in any way be true. But we have no more time to hide our heads in the sand.
I agree. It is coming
down very, very quickly. We are in a scientific takeover. Technology is now being run all by computers. That is why things are moving so quickly. Those of us that are involved and understand and see how all of this is being orchestrated in our cities, through UN Agenda 21 policies called ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, which stands for International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. The globalists have been taking our pulse, and they're now realizing that the American people are waking up to UN Agenda 21 and the horrific policies under that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But now they've renamed Agenda 21 to Future Earth, and they wharf into other names to confuse us so that they can continue with their agenda. And I want to say to you at this point, because we're talking about frequencies and my experience and starting to get into this dark hole that has just been a continual free fall ever since, and it takes people's breath away. It's more important to start getting into this and understanding that those of you who do not understand what we're talking about are in the box of the conspiracy that has been up through propaganda of the media and through all levels of what you're presented by the intentional programs by the Illuminati and the global elite. And you will read that in these source documents. Those of you who do not clearly understand what we're talking about, read these documents. You're in the conspiracy. You've been conspired against. You've been put in a box of lies. The betrayal is beyond the definition of betrayal. We've all been betrayed. And it's the only way for us to gain any or have any recourse at all is to band together and unite and do some homework and understand while we're still able to think. Because I'm going to read something to you that is representative of what I'm talking about and how deep and how ugly this plot against us is. And this is an excerpt that comes from a lecture out of New York City in the winter of 1994. And they just referred to these presenters as Dr. B, as in boy, and Dr. E. And the meeting was a hermetic, not a Gnostic order. And it said, quote, "Therefore, 1995 will be the year where massive doses of electronic mind control programming, thought intrusion, and brain biogenetic manipulations will commence to a large scale. These projects are no longer experimental. They are fully operational. Field testing is over. The whole arsenal of frequencies will be unloaded on the USA, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Mexico as part of stage one of the first protocol to include woodpecker, buzzsaw, videodrome, subliminals, sonic pulses, holograms, visions, voices, and strange psychokinetic phenomena. Beware of TVs, computers, movies, radios, phones, also books, magazines, newspapers, printed with advertisements and posters will also contain the encrypted hidden subliminal holograms. In addition to the obvious programming of commercial consumerization and marketing, the reason behind all of the subliminals and electronically compressed information in movies, commercial television, Hollywood videos, radio, and telephones, and now encrypted in printed matter, affect the brain's neural networks and functions through select frequencies and their harmonics to diminish the will, individuality, and creativity of the individual. Furthermore, the protocols intended to give, in essence, the commands of, quote, obey the law. Do not question authority of government It is your God. Do as you are told, and God is talking to you. Also, erratic thoughts of anger, fear, depression, and wanton sexuality are also included. This causes utter confusion in individuals who don't know where these strange thoughts are coming from. Well, now you do. We have told you. Ladies and gentlemen, the gestalt of video movie They Live is here now in 1995. End of quote.
Thank God. That is absolutely frightening. I mean, you said something very important. We can't operate from a stance of fear. Now you know. Now you have the information. The last thing they wanted you to have, not only did they not want you to have it, they didn't, if you did get it, want you to do anything with it or about it. And that's where I think we are making a difference, is because we are trying to get this out to people, trying to inform them. I had an interview a few nights ago with Dan Johnson from Panda, and I talked about, and that's People Against the National Defense Authorization Act, I talked about the level of fear in the public. People are terrified of this government when it should be the reverse. They should be terrified of us, which actually I think they are, Deborah, if you look at the damn unconstitutional laws they're passing, everything they're trying to do to squelch us.
Well, what's interesting about what you're just saying right now about the unconstitutional laws, you will read in the source documents and in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars documents that they will create lawless laws as a shoehorn for all of their agendas. And this is when we know the Illuminati, the oligarchy, the international banking controllers, whatever you want to call them, this is when you know they're the shadow government behind everything that is happening. And when I recommended people look at Mount Weather, that is an underground facility 50 miles outside of Washington, D.C., that was built in the mid-50s. It contains a complete city, sidewalks, buildings, water, food, and an entire government with a president that will take over. And it is also involved with FEMA. And one of the main objectives, or one of the many objectives of that secret underground facility, is to create massive surveillance across our country. And everyone that's listening, I know that you see cameras going up everywhere. They're going up here in Northern California and in Southern California and along I-5 that connects San Francisco to Los Angeles. We have cameras. We have cell phone towers. We are under a massive surveillance grid, and it will only continue to expand. We are in the midst right now, during our lifetime, of being totally enslaved with a surveillance system that will see everything we do, down to the smart meter in our homes, where nothing will work in our outlets unless it has an RFID chip in it that will show what we're using, when we're using it. And unfortunately, the intention is to ration and make costs of electricity, gas, and water so expensive that many, many people will simply not be able to afford. And another reason for all of this, and one of the underlying desires of the global elite, is a massive, massive land grab. And I don't want to divert people's ability to understand the connection, so I'm going to try to clarify that. Many utility companies throughout the United States can foreclose on your home if you do not pay your utilities. And this is something worth checking into in the area where you work. And all of this is designed to ultimately take our private property away and confine all of us into cities where we can be closely controlled and monitored. If you watched The Hunger Games, that is a good illustration of what human settlement zones look like. Many people are talking about FEMA camps, et cetera, but I can tell you, you can look at the map on stopthecrime.net. and click on it. It's called the Wildlands Project Map. It will show you where human access is denied. This is mandated by the United Nations. It is a biodiversity treaty. It will show you the forced transformation and relocation of all Americans and cities to comply with the environmental policies and reduction of CO2 emissions, which we know was an invented lie of global warming. And the Iron Mountain Report explains how they invented global warming. It's amazing to see this document and to read to see the documentary and read the report. This was all invented to create global fear. And you'll see the next stages of fear that these evil Illuminatis have set for us. We have to know what they're doing so we're not reacting out of fear, so that this can go right by us as best possible, because we understand what is going and will happen. And we will also see that the smart grid infrastructure is intended to only last 20 years until the year 2030, according to industry documents. Go to a conference that I gave that's posted on smartmetersmurder.com. There's a PowerPoint there where we're presenting documents from IEEE, the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, and they're wondering why the grid is only intended to last that long. It's very, very important to understand they're promoting renewables, solar and wind. And throughout the IEEE documents, they're concerned that these renewables are not going to be able to be kept going. In other words, they're not sustainable in the sense that we can't count on weather conditions for solar generation, nor can we count on weather conditions for wind. In fact, what we can count on with the weather conditions is the fact that the weather is 100% completely manipulated and controlled by these Luciferians. They have 100% control of the weather. So anytime...
That came from that weather is a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025, that was put out by the Air Force and was submitted to the Senate. I had discovered that document, Deborah, probably 4 years ago, and had begun doing several articles on it. And in that Senate testimony, that one Air Force general or colonel, whatever the hell he was, is telling the Senate that they essentially have got control of the weather. They can cause famine, drought, death, starvation. They can cause floods. They can cause sub-zero temperatures, scorching hot temperatures. They own the weather. And he said the main benefit of this was, and this is what gets me, instead of now we can do something good for humanity and stop these things from happening. No. He said the benefit of it was that they could now mess with the weather in a certain area, and people were so stupid they think it was an act of God, and the finger would never be pointed at them.
Well, it's fingerprintless, and that is one of the Illuminati code. They'll tell us in documents, just as you're referring to, Marty, and people won't believe those documents, what you just said, that had control. They wouldn't believe, but yet it's there. And so it's fingerprintless, because people would rather live in denial. Well, we can't. While we are still able to think, before mind control has become so prevalent that we cannot think, they're killing us in so many ways and muting our ability to respond, with poisons in our water, our air, our food supply, with the poisons of frequencies that are intended to kill us. I urge everyone to go to stopthecrime.net and look at Barry Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R. We have posted a cascading series of YouTubes. Barry Trower is one of thousands of scientists that have concluded and know he was actually in the military. The frequencies are being used as weapons, and you heard me say that earlier, absolutely being used as weapons. Our cell phones were designed to track, monitor us, and make us sick with the radiation. Those of you that are on your cell phones in your cars, you're inside a Faraday cage. What I mean by that is you're surrounded by metal, you're on your cell phone, and it is ricocheting off the inside of your car and pulsating many, many hundreds of times through your body, slicing and dicing your DNA. Don't ever use a cell phone in your car. Keep them outside of your homes and keep them off. They have two-way antennas. You think that this is not the case? You can do some research for yourself on that. We are being tracked and surveilled on every level of our technology. In fact, what we have is an international banking cartel which has hijacked the world through science and the misapplication of science. Never intended to be hijacked like this and used against us, but it is.
That's, Deborah, that's what bothers me. That's what I say. All of this effort could have done so much good for humanity. How evil do you have to be to look at something like this and think, we can really do... I've always used GPS as an example, and especially living up here in the northern plain states where we're prone to horrendous blizzards in the winter. We've had people trapped on the highway that they looked for days that were buried in snow, and a couple people were found as cell phones became popular by being able to track the GPS on their vehicle or to track their cell phone, to ping off their cell phone, and were saved. Now, we can see the good benefit of that. But it, all of this stuff always leads out with, look at all the good we're going to do. We're doing this for your own good. Look at, this is going to help everyone. This is going to be a boon to humanity and society and blah, blah, blah. And then it comes out that the ulterior motive was anything but good. And why?
Well, sadly,
what is wrong with these people that this... this evil pervasiveness, this inability to just do the right thing, to do the best thing, and instead reverting to this evil thinking and usage and harm, I don't understand.
Well, that's what they are banking on. The American mind simply cannot believe that the depths of evil and the absolute disregard for humanity and human life. We cannot wrap our brains around that because we're good. And they look at that as being stupid because they take oaths to Lucifer. And this sounds crazy. When I started hearing this, it sounded crazy. But the more I have fallen in to the dark cabal's intentions against us, all of us, the more you see through their documents, it is real. And it is very, very sad. Many people get very depressed. They just cannot believe the depth of evil that we are surrounded by. But again, we've been warned. We've been told. Kennedy was assassinated right after talking about the depths of evil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been discussed for years. We need to believe it now. We need to get out of the lies and the propaganda. We are falling very, very quickly into a totalitarian technocracy. And we are going to find that we are going to be in total oppression through technologies. This new world order system recognizes absolutely no limits of its authority with forced control over every aspect of public and private life without regard for ethics, morality, or life itself. The New World Order controls media, politics, economy, speech, and engages in widespread use of propaganda campaigns, total surveillance. The system stays in political power through mass terror. And we're going to talk about that as we discuss the NASA document in a bit. but I wanted everybody to go to the website and click on the NASA document. There is a link. Above that link on our website, we have an icon, and we found this when we were doing research. We were actually doing research on Moloch, the Owl of Moloch, which is a satanic deity that is worshipped and idolized at Bohemian Grove, where the most powerful people in the United States meet every year for 2 weeks, and they dress in druid robes, and they have a ceremony called the Cremation of Care. Now, you can, again, get more information out of this from other documents. I won't go into that. But these are our powerful leaders. They are all based and seeped in the satanic ritualistic worshiping of idols. Unfortunately, it also goes into satanic ritualistic offerings of human sacrifices of children. It is as barbaric as we could possibly think. But what this icon on the website is, it's the Moloch of totalitarianism. And we found this. It is a iron statue, a memorial to the victims of oppression, and it was erected in St. Petersburg, Russia, in the mid-80s. It's huge. And it's erected in a cemetery. And what it shows is a massive robot with a human slumped in its grasp. And this is where we are headed today in the conversation of the NASA document and what is intended for us. But I urge you to look at the impossible. I urge you to do this homework with these documents. We have posted some of the most brief documents that we can find so that people can read these things and then do further research should they desire. We have posted short YouTube clips on all our websites. We have flyers so that people can either download those and start distributing them, keeping those in your car, women in your purses. We recommend putting magnetic bumper stickers on the outside of your cars. Many of us have banner hangs, large banners, 12 by 4 foot. We hang off the side of our vehicles on the weekends with boxes of flyers. We're wakening people up to many, many things. And probably one of the things that we're making the most headway here in Northern California is the massive overhead aerial spraying from the secret program that we discussed a few minutes ago about the weather. Because people are seeing those jets every day fly over the wine country.
Deborah, don't you find it strange? I mean, like I say, I'm here in rural central Minnesota. And I can look up in the sky any day of the week and see tic-tac-toe boards and loop-de-loops and circles and big X's and everything else. And I'm supposed to believe, according to some of the propagandas paid by the government on the net, that these are just vapor trails off of jets. My question at this point is, where's the Federal Aviation Commission? Who's not monitoring this? We got somebody up there that's obviously drunk.
Well, I want to tell you that about a little over a year ago, I bumped into a wine venue here in Northern California. And that was the day that that the jets drove. I mean, there were just half a dozen jets, and our air overhead was absolutely visibly tit-tat-toe board, as you just referred to, Marty. And I was talking to Ted, his lady friend, and his bodyguard, and I was giving them information. Of course, Ted is a globalist. He is involved in the New World Order. He financed the United Nations and proudly says he gave over $1 billion. But I asked him, they were sitting down eating, and I asked him if he would walk over to the bluff. I wanted to show him something. and I pointed to all the jets and the persistent jet contrails that were hanging over the skies of Northern California. And he said, just as you had said, well, those are just jet contrails. And I looked at him and I said, well, you are exactly right. However, it's from a secret military operation of weather control. And with that, he turned and looked and squinted his eyes. I gave him information, his lady friend, himself, and his bodyguard. We talked about the frequencies through the smart meters. And people can see the talk. Actually, I'm recounting the talk that he gave at this venue of several hundred people. And it's up on YouTube under Ted the Terrible Turner. And I was standing there in the audience listening to this, and I was absolutely astounded. And I want to tell you that Ted Turner's foundation is one of the many foundations behind the massive land grab in the United States called, as I mentioned earlier, the Wildlands Project. He is behind this. Warren Buffett is behind it. They recently tried, Warren Buffett owns some dams in Northern California.
And, the Klamath dams, yes.
Yes, and they've been trying to blow those up, which would not allow over 70,000 properties to have hydroelectricity from those dams. And it would preclude those properties from the water availability that they need. Just as we've seen here in Central California, in the San Joaquin Valley.
Can I put something in there? The cost of repairing, they claim the reason they want to take the Klamath dams out is that, yes, they are hydroelectric dams, and yes, they do provide electricity to 76,000 homes and businesses, but they are old and they need some updating, which would cost Warren Buffett, who owns those dams, by the way. I don't know how the hell that happened, but he owns those dams, and it would cost him in excess of $3 million per dam to bring them up to code. So we have gone for the alternative. We'll blow the dams out at a cost of $2 billion to taxpayers and the local economies. People are already being billed $2 and some cents charge in Northern California, Southern Oregon, for the destruction of these dams. Now, behind them is 22.1 million cubic yards of sludge and silt that has built up. They are using as the argument to blow these dams that putting those in all those years ago ruined the ecology of the river, and we must save the salmon. The salmon they are talking about is coho salmon, which was artificially induced into the Klamath River in 1908. Now, that qualifies as an invasive species, and yet we ignore that because that's not convenient right now. But by blowing these dams and loosing this silt that's all built up behind them, it will effectively kill off all ecology in the river as this blows out to the sea. Not to worry, because Warren Buffett has big plans to turn this into a big blue-green algae farm that a certain type of oil can be extracted from, which could be used in place of what we use now as fuel. And so the plans are all in place. We talked about this also, Deborah, about what they've done to Siskiyou County in particular, closing down the forestry, closing down the timber business, running people off
their
land.
Yeah, this is a massive land grab. This is massive land grab.
Yes.
That's what this is, under the guise of a threat to our food supply.
Right.
And that is one of the main messages that Ted Turner gave that day at the venue. He said that people have caused global warming, we're using too much stuff, and we're going to soon have food shortages and water shortages. They are creating all of this through fear.
Yes.
We don't have shortages. They are creating this. They are polluting the world. In the Iron Mountain documentary, you will see, they will go to all costs, all extreme, to pollute the world, to blame it on us, to cause fear, so that we will step in lockstep to their agenda of a complete enslavement of civilization. That is what this is about. It's about a eugenics program of depopulating the world by over 95% This is the plan. When you look at the book or read the book, Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper, which, by the way, he said in the beginning of the book that he will likely be murdered after this book hits the shelves, and he was. He was killed a few months before 9/11. They sent out a team and they murdered him. And I can tell you, grab this book. We've also got many of his talks up on our website. This man really lays it out very simply for people to understand what is happening. And he was in government with top government clearances. And when he saw what was happening, he could not be silent anymore. And whistleblowers throughout the years, people say, well, why aren't we hearing about this? Well, we are. We are not paying attention because, as they say, the Illuminatis, the elites say in their documents, they're keeping us busy, busy, busy to keep us distracted. You will read in their documents how they've intentionally divided families so that families don't survive, why the divorce rate is so high. You will see how their idea of creating convenience stores way back, even before the 60s, was designed to feed us the poisonous foods and to not cook at home healthy foods and sit around the table with our family and communicate and talk. This was all designed to disengage the family unit, which was the core of keeping us united and then expanding into our communities with united families. The New World Order document is just unbelievable, and it lays it out what they were intending and have been accomplishing. And once we realize how we've been duped, how we've been played, how we've been deceived, and we'll see it prevalent everywhere. The symbolism, as I read a little while ago, the subconscious subliminal messages is in everything. I was so surprised to even know that one of a favorite cartoon of many was Popeye, the Sailor Man. Mm-hmm. Well, you can type in Popeye and symbolism, and you'll be absolutely shocked at what was displayed in our minds as children back in those days. And you can then start going into more symbolism. I urge everybody to understand the mind control that we have been put under, and we didn't know it. I also want to...
Deborah, Disney was also instrumental in this. I think, what was it, The Little Mermaid? I have a friend who has the VHS of The Little Mermaid, and on the cover, and Disney tried to get it back from her, offered to pay her double just to send the cover back to them. On the back of it, it looks like three outlined golden tassels, and in it is an erect penis when you look at it. And all through the Disney movies and cartoons is sexual symbology, sexual things going on. When you slow it down and look at it frame by frame, these suddenly become apparent. But when you're moving quickly through it frame by frame as the movie's running like it should, your subconscious mind sees it, but your conscious mind does not. And this is exactly, they have used cartoons on these children for years to do exactly this, to begin changing their thinking, to begin manipulating them. Something I wanted to put in here, too, you talk about the chemtrailing and what they're doing to water, what their intentions are. Sometime back, I had Eileen Bannerman from Vaccine Liberation Army on. She talked about these same things, and also in conjunction with vaccines, what is the real intent of vaccines. And it is to raise, she said, a generation of damaged and sick children. And what have we got? Exactly that.
Yes.
And we are using that as an excuse to, as you talked about, tear the family apart. We're going in and ripping these kids out of their homes, putting them with known predators many times or other people who will abuse them even worse. Then when they turn 18, they turn them out on the street, and now we've got a criminal. Maybe we have a predator, or we have someone who has a lifetime disability because their entire life has been jacked off so bad that they can't recover. And we are doing the same thing to our elderly if they have assets. We kidnap them, isolate them, medicate them, loot their estates, and then they conveniently
die. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That is why we need to quickly become educated, look at these source documents, band together, spread this information with other people. I know many people are having movie nights with their friends and showing documents and showing YouTube videos. There's an excellent video that we have posted on StopTheCrime.net. Please go to the video and film tab. I urge everybody to watch the Harvest of Despair. And this is a documentary that was done about the takeover of Stalin in the Ukraine. And this is intended to occur here in the United States. And we see it happening now with the attack on farms and ranchers, that man that is being attacked by the USDA with his pigs, not being able to sell his pigs because they're feral pigs, so they say. They're putting this man out of business, and he's fighting to stay in business.
Yes.
They're attacking people that grow vegetables, organic vegetables. They say you can't sell them. Watch the Harvest of Despair. And what we do, as you hear us talk about this, what we do to oppose this is we don't go along. Don't let your fear cripple you. Don't let things come in the mail that say this is a census. Your participation is required by law. They are collecting data on every single one of us. Get out of their data collection scheme. Everything that they're doing, when you read the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, is based on the need to collect data. That is why they are in construction and near completion of over a 1 million square foot building in Bluffdale, Utah, that NSA is designed to collect the enormous cascade of data from the smart meters.
Yes.
From everything that they are collecting on us, it's going to be harvested. Our personal lives are being harvested and collected and stored. They will know everything about you. And many people think, well, that's no big deal. I have nothing to hide. So what
that
if
makes
they
me
know
so mad,
about,
Deborah. That
yeah,
makes
so what
me
if they
so
know
mad.
About me? Yeah, so what if they know about me? Well, I'll tell you, that thinking is giving up your rights, and you are becoming the slave. And they will not be content with your just going along. Remember, they view us as stupid, dumb farm animals. They are depopulating. They are looking at the people that have attitudes of the so what attitude. Those are the people that are, in many instances, eating the poisonous foods, drinking the fluoridated water. They don't care. And they say in their document, couldn't make this up, in the New World Order document, they say if they're stupid enough to eat all these things, then they deserve to die.
Exactly. We're coming up on the hourly break here, Deborah. I want to take a quick break, allow everybody to get a chance to get a cup of coffee. Smoke one if you want to. I will. And just think about what we've talked about so far. When we come back, Deborah, I'd like to pick up with that NSA document because there's some things in there that stood my hair on end. So if we could pick up with that, I'd appreciate it. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
In November of 2011, our Congress had passed a measure to open the door to equine slaughter. Now, a predatory industry seeks to gain profits by sales of American horse meat for overseas consumption. 80% of Americans oppose horse slaughter, and the environmental and social impact will be devastating. To learn more, please visit www.equinewelfarealliance.org.
Is your privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A pure trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a pure trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Trying to speak the truth is a waste of time because nobody wants the truth. People don't want the truth. God forbid it would all go down in flames. It's the lies that keep the construct going, don't you see? Spread by the vested interests in the government and the private sector and the churches and the stock exchanges, all fabricating and spinning and telling stories that keep 300 million consumers happy and stupid and spending. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? I'm not the deluded one. You are.
And we're back. Boy, this is going way too fast, Deborah. So much information. And I know this is going to be one of those shows that is just archived, you know, hit to death. Moving on to this NASA document, NASA Future Wars document. When I first read this thing, I was stunned. And I went back and I read this PowerPoint presentation again, and I got sick. And then I thought I surely could not have read what I thought I read. And one of the things that jumped out at me was this panel that says, humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution. What struck me about that is I've never been into the UFO, the aliens are here, you know, but I've never been interested. But this, and then when I read the document from a different perspective of who or what may have written it, and I kept coming back to this. Humans have taken over. Who wrote this damn thing? And it seems to me that they have made some distinction between them and us. What is that distinction?
Well, that's an excellent observation, Marty. I can only tell you that the Luciferian global elites are Luciferian. They absolutely look at us as energy units. They don't look at themselves as being us, so likely that is why they're saying it in that way. I can't speak to that absolutely, but I can say that this document, when I first came across it, it was quite by accident, and it was certainly not anything that jumped out at me because it said NASA Future War. And I thought, oh, well, future, okay, 2025. But then I looked at, I just flipped through it quickly. It was very late or early in the morning, and I came across page 4. And page 4 said, this presentation, and this is the second bullet point on page 4, this presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technologies. No pixie dust. Now, I want to say that this was presented as a NASA PowerPoint by Dennis Bushnell, who is the chief scientist of NASA Langley Research Center. And there's no pixie dust in this document. So as you were reading through the document, Marty, as I read through this document, I was in absolute shock. I was more I was then realizing all of the agencies that have been set up by the Illuminati, the controlling banksters, again, whatever you wish to call them, that are running the show behind the scenes. The U.S. Air Force, for example. That's on page 3. It says this presentation is based upon work with or from the following agencies: the U.S. Air Force, the National Research Council, the Atlantic Command, the Australia Department of Defense, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, and the list is very, very long. And I can tell you that all of these agencies have been set up to the demise of the United States.
Yes.
And when you see the Iron Mountain Report and you read their source documents, they are pumping and dumping, as I said earlier, the United States, just as they have pumped and dumped other countries. They want a one-world order. They want to crush nation states and kill a vast amount of people. So as we move through this document on page 8, they say, NASA, Spaceship Earth, the crew are plundering the ship's supplies, tinkering with the temperature and life support controls, still looking for the instruction manual, engaging in bloody skirmishes in every corner of the vessel, increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week. And that is all part of the global warming terror and hoax. And they're behind it. They're doing everything they can to usher us into a one-world government, and they are going to use unimaginable weapons against all of us, which they are using now in other parts of the country. Very important to read the article on stopthecrime.net that's posted underneath the NASA document. The reason that is there is that illustrates what they are doing, what they were doing in November to a city in Libya. They were flying overhead with unmanned vehicles or drones, as they will be doing over the United States, and they were dumping aerosol poisons on the people. The people were dying in the streets without being shot. The militia was coming in then with guns and tanks, and people were fleeing the city, going out into the areas around the peripheral of the city, and left quickly, and were out there, unprotected in the environment for over a week, and the city was continuing to be pummeled by the military. They were raping, pillaging, and plundering. They were starting to knock down homes with their tanks. And as the people started and tried to return to see what was going on in the city, they were met around the peripheral of their cities by roadblocks and machine guns, and they were simply mowed down with machine guns.
Oh, my God.
You can read this again. It's an article posted. Right now, Brazil is in a massive land grab in many of their cities. They gave ranchers notices to eviction notices in November. And right now, Brazil is in siege. They're moving people off their land right now, too. Again, this is all printed material. We won't get this in our news media, but you can. We've got all of these things posted on our website. But back to the NASA document, and we just talked about the idea that NASA is behind all of these fears and hoaxes. But as you said, they say humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution. What they're also saying on page 9 is that they want to direct evolution. They are breeding us. You will see this in documents about super soldiers.
Yes.
They are using DNA from animals, wolves, and so forth. Everyone, go to YouTube and look up, let's see, I'm trying to think of the name, Madness in the Fast Lane. Madness in the Fast Lane. It will depict what is happening, or what specifically happened in an episode in the UK on a highway. And I will only tell you that two women in their 30s were on the road and each individually struck separately by vehicles. And the police were absolutely stunned. They got up after they were hit, breaking windshields and denting in cars. And one woman got up, ran as though she had never been hit, and jumped over onto the oncoming traffic on the motorway. And the police that were there filming this is all filmed, Madness in the Fast Lane. I urge everyone to see what a super soldier looks like. But the NASA document is talking about much more coming to the United States. They're talking about choo-choo robots, C-H-E-W. Choo-choo robots get their energy from flesh. They're going to be unleashed onto the countryside. They can eat vegetation, but the inventor jokingly laughed about the fact that they're going to see a lot of humans walking around, and they're going to try to eat us.
I think the first experiment in this, for those who followed the BP oil fiasco, was when they unloosed Cynthia, the computer-generated microbe, self-replicating DNA, and it... they turned it loose. It was supposed to eat the oil. And Cynthia attacked anything that had a cellular structure. And this was what they called the Blue Death along the coast. People would begin oozing brown stuff from every orifice of their body. And then they would just drop over dead, and they had this odd blue color. Well, they have tracked this now 40 miles inland. It's self-replicating. They claim... had any intentions of stopping it, never thought they would have to stop it. And you know darn well this was set loose intentionally, and that Cynthia spelled S-Y. And it just, they turned this loose. And like I say, this is a self-replicating, computer-generated DNA that this thing contains. So whatever it comes in contact with, it consumes. And then it moves on to the next thing. So this isn't something that's out of... the bounds are out of the reach, or something that just somebody invented. They've already experimented. They've already done it.
Well, absolutely. In fact, in the NASA document, one of the only things that they are concerned about is the out-of-control self-duplication and self-replicating. They believe that they can lose control. And what you just said is what they have expressed as a concern with what they are unleashing. So those are the things they're concerned about. I'm going to point out one other thing that is relating to frequencies and the taking over of energy that they're concerned about. And this is a quote out of the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. And this is why I said earlier, we simply cannot comply. We don't want to start any kind of a gun battle with these people because, as you look at the NASA document, we are like Indians with bows and arrows, and I mean no disrespect to the Native Americans. They are the salt of the earth. But I can tell you, with what we will be up against, we will be slaughtered, and that will give them permission to come down on us with martial law. We absolutely cannot go into the streets. We must educate everyone and simply not comply. And in the NASA document, or I should say in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, this is what they say. Until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of the people to labor, that's us, and let the elites, them, handle our affairs must be taken into consideration, since failure to do so could cause the people to interfere in the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. So what we must do is not agree, not comply, and not allow. They call that we would interfere with the transfer of energy dominance to them. Another quote out of this document is, a silent weapon system operates upon data collected from a docile public by legal but not always lawful force. When the government is able to collect tax and seize private property without justification, it is an indication that the people are ripe for surrender, and it's consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment. And then I'm going to say one more quote from this document, and this all ties into the NASA document. Quote, war is a balancing of the system. By killing the true creditors, the public, which we have taught to exchange true value for inflated currency, and falling back on whatever is left of the resources of nature and the regeneration of those resources. Now, what is important to get out of that quote is that they are destroying the Earth's resources. They're poisoning everything. There won't be anything for us to fall back onto. So again, we cannot comply. Don't allow the smart meters on your homes. Do not fill the data that they request. Refuse. If you feel forced to fill out data, then I know people are putting in data that is confusing. Do not give them data. Do not use credit cards.
Please put something in here. I had just written about the agricultural survey that they have been sending out all over the country, and they're calling it a census. It is not a census. They have no lawful authority to conduct any kind of a census. Only the federal government can, and that can only include a head count. Now, the thing of it is, I had initially, when I wrote the article, told people return it with no contract across the unopened envelope, and I was entirely wrong because I forgot something very important. Silence in the law is viewed as acquiescence. If you remain silent and don't step up and object, you are viewed in the courts as having agreed to by your silence. You didn't object to anything. So, for one thing, print your name in the signature line. Don't put your actual signature there, but underneath it, and X out the whole document. Underneath it, all rights reserved. No contract. I do not consent.
And absolutely.
Send that back. And then you have refused this unrevealed contract, and you have refused to agree in this instance with the USDA to allow them to conduct an illegal, unnecessary survey collecting data on you.
The data is unbelievable. It's over 20-some-odd pages of very specific questions. We're getting those here as well.
Yep.
And yes, absolutely. We must not agree and not give them the information. And right on the front of that envelope, it says you must do this. It's the law. Don't fall for that.
It's non-positive code and title, and that means agriculture, just as with education, and energy, homeland security, and all that stuff. These are non-positive code and title. They are not in the enumerated powers given to the federal constitutional republic. So they have created them in code and title. Now, what they do, which is part of what my article dealt with, is we have the Office of Law Revision Council, and they go in after the fact. And they're doing it now. If you check Cornell, they're doing it now. And they are revising the entire code and title so that they disappear these non-positive. Non-positive means they can cite them as prima facie evidence, but they cannot use those that as in any way to bring charges against you or to make illegal what you were doing or make undue demands of you like these surveys. So what they do is they take these titles apart, and they take the statutes that are in them, and they take them over and put them into positive code and title. In other words, things that are in the enumerated powers of the federal government. And then they say, okay, now they're law. They still are not law. The underlying authority does not exist for USDA to even exist, much less for it to demand personal information from you for any kind of a census. All they're trying to do is to establish a map of where food is being produced and who's producing it.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And when you watch the movie The Harvest of Despair on our site, you will see clearly why they are doing that. This is all part of the Preparation Safety Act that they enacted, where they can come in and seize any food-related items at all, including food and animals and shovels and tractors,
yep,
and seed, et cetera. This
Anything.
Is all part and parcel to seizing our land. Again, another massive land grab under the guise of needing to have additional food supplies, which they are, of course, through weather, reducing our food supply, creating the droughts, flooding out our best agricultural lands, wiping off the topsoil with floods, et cetera,
yep,
et cetera, et cetera. But getting back to the NASA document, Marty, I'm just going to jump real quick to page 93 to give people an idea of what's before these pages and after. And I also urge everyone to go onto YouTube and watch the movie Psy War, PSYWHR. It will explain how the CIA set up CNN, the news network, to create and disperse propaganda and lies, and to further the agenda of terror through the elites, through global warming, whatever, the guns now, everything. It's a propaganda arm with the CIA, and remembering that the CIA is involved in this NASA document as well. But page 93 reads as follows: exploit CNN syndrome, that's the news media, sink carriers via swarm attacks, capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time, terror attacks within the continental United States using binary biologicals, take down critical infrastructure, use EMPs, that's electromagnetic pulse, frequencies against the brain, serious sci-fi war, collateral damage and exploitation. Now, I will tell you, everyone that's listening, download this NASA document. Put it in a binder, read it, go through it, tag it, and go to all of your city council meetings, all your board of supervisors, and read the pages that are the most resonating to you to inform our people that are listening. This most likely the representatives in our cities who have not been listening and have accepted the United Nations into our cities and are not responding, and we have Agenda 21 rolling through our towns, are going to sit there, likely under massive mind control and or payoffs. But nonetheless, other people sitting there at these meetings hear what you're saying. You hold that document up and say, this is a NASA document, and read a couple of pages. Take up your 2 or 3 minutes or your 1 minute. We read that page last night at our county board of supervisors here in Sonoma County that was attended by a representative from Washington, and the topic was gun control. And they're testing the communities now to regulate our guns and to trespass and infringe upon our Second Amendment. But it's also a good opportunity to get this war document out, because I can tell you, the sheriffs that were there all wanted to know where they could read more about what was just read to them. I urge everybody to do that. It's a 114-page document. It is a PowerPoint. There's just equivalent to one paragraph on every page, roughly. And go through it, read it, and take it. Keep it with you. Show people. Get people to the website, stopthecrime.net, so they can download it. We have it streaming live on the website. We've got explanations under the document itself discussing it. Very, very important document, because this is what is, we are in the crosshairs of one of the most unbelievable attacks upon the United States ever. And I can say that a movie to watch is called Cabin in the Woods. Watch that. You will see how everything is controlled by computers. Data, computers. Keep that in mind. It's all computer controlled. And we'll continue going through this NASA document, Marty. They're also talking about education in this document. They talk about how everything will be distant learning through computers. By the year 2025, they say that 40% of private and 15% of public schools and colleges and universities are expected to close due to web-based learning. It's very important to understand that teachers will become only facilitators, that this is a global educational program to dumb us down. The Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document talks about not educating us. They can't allow us to learn math and science, or we will be able to undo what they are doing to us. And Common Core curriculum is a national curriculum that is spreading across our nation right now. This is the global international cartel. This is what they are doing to our educational system now. Understand, this is a quote, "The aim of public education is not to spread enlightenment at all. It is simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level, to breed a standard citizenry, to put down dissent and originality. We have a higher level of consciousness as human beings, and our pineal gland is involved in that, and they are doing everything they can to suppress us, to hold us down from our higher potential." And so I can say to you that we are being attacked on every single level. Bill Gates will be giving millions of dollars of computers to the schools so that the children are no longer interacting in a classroom and talking. We know that the e-books is all based around being able to control the information. Through e-books, they can very easily erase our corporate history. So buy books. Have and get a wonderful library of books. They are changing books. You will see in the New World Order document how for many years they've been going through libraries, taking out books, already eliminating our history. They don't want us to know our history. That's why they're putting older people, they're segregating older people into homes and into communities where they limit the ages, like 55 plus or what have you. They don't want the youth having conversations with older people. It's all part of keeping the history and the stories alive. This
right.
is why it is so, so important for us to stay together and stick
well,
together.
Well, Deborah, one of the things when we were fighting that fake food safety bill, and of course Codex Alimentarius came up, and anytime you see anything that says best land practices, best this practice, best that practice, this is all Codex UN stuff. And it is the control. Codex simply means the control of everything. And what they are trying to do with our, like our family farms and ranchers, it relates exactly to what you're talking about, where it out in general society, they are trying to segregate the older people away from the general population so that they don't convey these stories, what they saw, what they witnessed, what they were there for, what they knew about history. But they did the same thing. They're doing the same thing with farming and ranching.
Right.
They are telling people that you will tell you what's best. Forget what this guy over here that's the fourth or fifth generation rancher or farmer knows.
Well, what they're doing is they're transforming and removing the population into settlement zones so that those people will be reliant on the food that the government gives.
Yes.
And people will not be able to grow or plant anything. Look at the Harvest of Despair. Watch The Hunger Games. I know it's a Hollywood movie, but it's representative of what is going to happen and what is happening in the transformation of the United States map under the Wildlands Project. I can tell you further in the NASA document on page 27, they talk about that the ultimate education approach will be plug and play. What they will be doing is they will be erasing our memories and create what they want. No choices and no free will. None.
And part of this is this human brain project.
That's exactly right, and they talk about that in this document as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you, too, that DARPA is in the process right now of creating reflective memories in robots. And I bring that up now because back on page 2 of the NASA document, it tells you the subject of the document. It's about robots, cyborgs, and humans. And the importance about recognizing that is that humans are we are being suppressed and held back from our greater and higher destiny. And the globalists see us as human energy and resource units. And therefore, they are replacing us with robots. Again, that is stated in this document, that people are just too slow, too kind, too large. We cost too much, and we are having greatly devalued, we're greatly devalued. And they talk about something interesting, too. About a year ago, I saw an email about spider goats. And I was looking at that, and they were they used a spider gene in goats. And the milk of the goats could then be spun into a very, very strong spider silk. And I remember wondering at the time, what on earth are they doing this for? Well, go to the NASA document on page 34. You can also go to the spider spider goat, and you'll see what they were doing, and now you'll see how this fiber is to be used. It's going to be a biosteel. It's 3.5 times the strength of other fibers that we've ever used. Throughout this document, and I know that you speak a lot about vaccines, it's very, very important to understand that they talk about binary bioweaponry throughout the document. And what they're talking about there is that they'll create a base through vaccines or poison foods or the chemtrail toxic dumps overhead, and then they'll unleash some other type of contrived flu. They're trying to get a pandemic going, all kinds of things that will intensify the underlying attacks on our system, and they're trying to jam our immune systems. Again, this is all fingerprintless. This creates lots of money for Big Pharma because the doctors are not talking about the illnesses that are popping up all over the world, even just the frequencies. People are getting sick and nauseated and irritated. They can't sleep at night. They have leg twitching. For leg twisting, I've heard recently that you can get quietus to help with leg twitching. And when it's very interesting to look at the pharmaceutical ads. We don't watch television, but on the rare occasion that we're watching an ad or two, anything at all that they show on pharmaceutical ads are things that they are creating us to have. Consequences,
yes,
that they are creating us to experience. So look,
may
at
I have,
all
may
of those
I say
ads.
Something here?
Yeah.
Is and that's exactly when they at the end of those ads, when they report side effects include this, 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 and this, you know, brain bleed, stroke, heart attack. That isn't the side effect. That's the intent of the drug.
Absolutely. And they're also creating those illnesses through frequencies. I want to tell you that it's very, very important for all of us to unite. You've heard me say this over and over again. It's important for us to know what's happening in other countries because in many instances, other locations are further along with this attack upon humanity in their area. And I can tell you that out of Ireland, we've been getting emails. And this is important to understand because we're globally involved in this massive takedown. And they talk about how the roads in Ireland are already monitored by WiMAX. The trains are equipped with Tetra. That's all the surveillance equipment. They use different words. The police and fire services are equipped with Tetra. In fact, we do have some information on stopthecrime.net that you should print out and give to all your police, local law enforcement, and sheriffs, because what they're doing is they're utilizing wireless technology on our fire and police first responders that are intended to cause them to become dysfunctional. So you want to alert all of the police and firefighters as best possible. Out of Ireland, too, they talk about the public telephone boxes are all Wi-Fi hotspots, as are McDonald's, Starbucks, and most hotels. They say the government has asked for bids, 1 million smart meters for water and gas, and the electric smart meter started with a test sample, and now it's in several thousand homes and has been deployed fully. I want to just stop right there and tell you that right now in San Francisco, they're starting to implement a new street lighting program. This street lighting program is surveillance and radiation, and that's what that is all about. Again, this is all about heavy, heavy surveillance, massive frequencies, and depopulation. They talk about in Ireland also becoming increasingly difficult to get a wired modem for the house. Of several models available, only one is wired. All the rest are wireless. And they say that they now have a school in Kildare which has abandoned books entirely in favor of iPad and laptop wireless, of course. And they say people are gradually becoming aware, and they're talking about bringing Hillary Clinton as an enforcer in the post of U.S. ambassador. They say that in Scotland they introduced the 4G network as well as the broadband over power lines, and sheep are dropping dead in the fields. In short, they say it's worse in Ireland right now than it is in the United States with frequencies. And they talk about how this person, as they're typing, their legs are tingling, which is a common symptom from Tetra, a mast which is near their home. They say that they are in a very comfortable suburban historic village in Ireland, complete with its own 1,000-year-old Norman castle. And Intel and Hewlett-Packard are there as well. How historic, how romantic, how deadly.
How scary.
Well, how important to know. We're globally involved in this takedown. We globally, as people that have become awake, must talk and unite and bring this information forward. We must refuse on every possible level. We must refuse to drink the fluoride. This is poison. We've also now recently discovered that, of course, fluoride is highly corrosive, and it is eating out the water copper plumbing in many buildings and causing massive maintenance and damage costs. In fact, in Southern California, several insurance companies have said that plumbing repairs and water leaks are their number one claim. And in further investigation has revealed that those areas where those claims seem to be the heaviest are in fluoridated water areas.
Deborah, here about 5 years ago in this little town where I live, for some reason the city council took it upon itself to completely replace the water treatment and sewer system at millions of dollars of cost. There's 750 people here, half of which are children. Now who's going to pay for this? But they did it anyway. They dug a trench out here. I live on a hill that was approximately 20 feet deep. I live on about a half block section of road that's a dead end. The water tower sits at the top of the hill. They tore out all the existing sewer lines, water lines, put in new ones. I walked to the edge of my front yard, and it looked like I was virtually looking down into the Grand Canyon, and they have the main water line run next to it, and hooked to it at about every 10 to 12 feet was a secondary line that was about a third of the size, and at every one of those junctures where it hooked into the main water line was a digital something or other. I asked the site superintendent what that secondary line was, and he told me to shut up and go in my house and mind my business. And I told him I just preferred not to do that. But I took pictures of all of this. I have the film. I have never gotten it developed. I will. But here is the secondary water line. One of the ways they have said, and they have advocated for killing off huge portions of the population quietly, is by poisoning the water supply. People will simply either bathe, wash their hands, or drink the water, make a cup of coffee, and drop over dead. And
well,
there you go.
Yeah,
go
and I'll just add very quickly, real quick. They talk about poisoning the water supply, the food supply, the vitamins, and our clothing in the NASA document.
Yes. Yes. And, I went down to City Hall here, which is a collection of inbred, I can't even explain it, and said, what is this secondary line? I don't know what you're talking about. I said, well, I would like to see the city schematics on this. Oh, you can't see those. I said, well, of course I can. It's a public document. What is this secondary line? Well, they'd look for it, and they'd show, of course, they never came up with it. But I've heard this reported from Memphis, Tennessee, from out in Oregon, from dubious sources out there. But I heard on a radio interview I did some years ago on RBN, one of the first interviews I ever did myself as a guest, and a gentleman had called from Memphis, and he said, I'm driving into work, and they're putting in these new lines, same story as here. And he said, there's a secondary line running. He said, tapped into the main line, and nobody will tell me what it's for. And it was right after that I discovered where Japan was talking about putting lithium in the water supply to dull down the population. Of course, as you said yourself, that's an island full of walking dead people. They're dead. They just haven't fallen over yet.
I'll just add real quick right here, if I may. On our website, stopthecrime.net, I have a tab that says Loren Murray. And under that tab, we have posted a very, very important document. It's called Chernobyl, Consequences of the Catastrophe for People and the Environment. It's a large document, but those of you that want to know about Chernobyl and the effects and the fact that Fukushima is 300 Chernobyls.
Oh, my God.
And Fukushima is, they are walking dead, and they just simply have not been told. And the rainout just within a few days of Chernobyl was intentionally rained out over the Northern Hemisphere through the controlled weather weaponization. So we're being targeted with frequencies and radiation, deadly food, the NASA document with all the drones and cyborgs and robots. It sounds like absolute fiction. But I do want to read something really quick. I found a mission statement, and it was during some research, and it was on the Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator website, PSII. And the contributors behind this, of course, are Carnegie Mellon Engineering. Carnegie Mellon, as most of the major universities, are all funded by the World Bank. It's all Illuminati-controlled. Another company involved in this is called Bombardier. You can Google Bombardier. It is a company in Canada, and they have different departments within their company. One is called the Boogie or Bogey. They don't name these things by happenstance. Bombardier is a guy who drops bombs out of the jets, and also IBM is involved. This mission statement is as follows. Revolution in our infrastructure. Companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose that secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, which is transportation, transit systems, buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete, and steel, with cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors, in ways that are just emerging. Pennsylvania has a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will build or rebuild the world's transportation, civil, look up civil, that's everything about us, manufacturing, and other infrastructure. We will bring those organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help make Pennsylvania a visible leader in these critical emerging technologies. Also, they say these technologies will also need a new generation of employees to design, operate, and maintain these new cyber physical infrastructure systems, and we will help be a leader in educating these workers to meet the demand. This is an important step towards exposing the secret. Now, it's very important to understand the NASA document continually demeans the United States' ability to excel in math and science. Now, the reason that we've fallen in math and science globally is because of the radiation and all the bomb testing in Nevada, and that is being deliberately withheld from the American population. We have been intentionally brought down and made it difficult to learn these things now. And they talk about how India has really become excellent with learning these things. And Bombardier, look up Bombardier. They are setting up free schools. The Illuminati, the global elites, are setting up schools in other countries and bringing in children that are in third world countries, impoverished, and educating them. Those are the people that will be pushing these buttons on us. They are transforming the world. They are eliminating the United States. We are going to be dominated by other people being educated in the sciences that we are now being reduced in. The Common Core curriculum is now designed to not start algebra a year later than what was traditionally taught. Teachers are not able to use their prior coursework or they will be fired. They must use this globalized agenda. So I know that independent studies, i.e. homeschooling, is now becoming absolutely more popular. If we are going to survive this assault upon us, and they're attacking our children through the school system, we must start being responsible for our education of our children, because we can no longer send them to these schools where they're dumbed and dumbed down. They're coming out believing that global warming really exists. When you look at the Dome Project, it's on our website. It is a dome project. It's a huge dome, and it is going to enclose most major U.S. cities. And they're building this now in Northern California, a few hours from where we are in Lassen County. And they say that this is an $8.4 million project and will create the state-of-the-art environmental shield from enclosing the town of just 2,000 residents in Lassen County. They say that the town will be used as a proving ground for technology that will one day enclose major U.S. cities, especially those prone to weather-related disasters such as tornadoes and hurricanes. With the clear protective dome, the structure and material is believed to be capable to resist against a Category 5 hurricane. Again, fear. Again, driving us in to a controlled environment under a doggone plastic dome. This is the future. This is what they're doing, and we simply must refuse. The laws are not going to work. You can see in the silent weapons document, they have infiltrated our courts. They are creating lawless laws. We simply don't go to the party. That is what we must do. We must be peaceful. When you again look at this NASA document, you will see the level of technology that will be unleashed. Also, go to the Breaking News tab on StopTheCrime.net and scroll down and take a look at some of the recent Jesse Ventura True TV documentaries. One that I urge everyone to take a look at is Ozark, O-Z-A-R-K. Under the United States, there are several hundred underground cities that all interconnect. They are fully operational, they grow food, they have schools, they are complete underground cities, just like Mount Weather. And that is an excellent documentary. Another documentary on Jesse Ventura's recently aired True TV series is called Brain Invaders, and that's on StopTheCrime.net as well. I urge everybody to understand what is happening with frequencies. Now, they're in the movie or in the documentary talking about Gwen Towers, G-W-E-N, but it is also from cell phone towers. Go to the Barry Trower tab and look at the intended use of the weaponization of frequencies against our brains. While you are looking at the frequencies, type in, everybody write this down, go to antennasearch.com and download the antennas and cell phone towers in your vicinity. They will show you, in most cases, a 4-mile circumference of these weapons nearest your home. Know where these are. These are weapons. They are being disguised as trees. They're being disguised as yuccas, the desert succulents. They're putting antennas on the wells or the water supplies that are up high on ranches. They're paying people to allow a cell tower on their property. Anytime you're being paid for something like this that is being mandated upon you by executive order, these towers are not debated. Cities must allow these towers or find a suitable location that the telecom industry desires. And they are being disguised and hidden. We were on a website, and the installers were talking about their how many are they said amongst themselves. They're wondering how many cell phone towers and antennas are being hidden in mobile gas signs along the freeways. They're being hidden in lighting that are located in shopping centers. You can look around at the lighting structures, and you will see many of those structures are larger and thicker, and they don't have lights on top. But you wouldn't normally notice that until we've mentioned it. Then you'll go and you'll see a plate at the base that will have the radiation symbol. It's a cell phone tower. They're locating these everywhere. They are creating a wireless fence around the nation. They will, as dogs, we will be unable to travel, to communicate, to share ideas, and to say what's going on. And this is also going to limit people's ability to travel because they won't be feeling well. They will have seizures and heart attacks. It says so in the NASA document, 30 to 100% brain inflammation and seizures. They know this. The Fort Meade military document tells us this. This is fully documented. The frequencies and the overhead aerial spraying is one of the silent weapons for a quiet war. We are being besieged.
This is all just absolutely, Deborah, the scope of this information is so voluminous. And you're right, it's all out there. It's all out there if people will simply read the documents. They're telling you right up front what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and people are just sitting there. I've gotten several emails. during the show here. We've got about 5 minutes left, but I've gotten several emails here, and most of them, Deborah, are to the effect that we're both crazy. Why these documents don't even exist. We're propaganda agents. We're trying to scare people. As Deborah has said, the documents are all freely available. You can locate them off her site. It'll take you right to the government site, right to the NASA site, right to the Fort Meade site. You can go right directly to the persons and people who constructed these things and read their words for yourself. And then please send those people an email telling them they're crazy. I'd appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think, again, this information sounds crazy because it is crazy. These are inbred psychopaths that are intending to take over the globe. This sounds crazy. And they are banking on the fact that we will not be able to get out of the conspiracy they've contrived, they've conspired against us. And this is why this information, this is why we are in the moment of time we are all in, with planes flying overhead daily, dumping garbage on us, while we are voting in California to try to have labels on GMO food that, of course, was voter fraud, and now, you know, of course, California did not vote to not have our food labeled. Call it crazy. It is crazy. I can only tell you, don't hide behind the idea that you think that the purveyors of this information are crazy. You are doing yourself a disservice. More importantly, you're denying the opportunity of checking into this for yourself, validating this for yourself, and allowing other people that you love to know what is happening. There is going to be tremendous psychological trauma as the hammer of this tyranny drops. Serious psychological trauma. And I can tell you that they're going to drug us out of existence of being useful. We're going to be useful idiots because the institutions are all set up for the mentally ill. And I speak to that not lightly. You can go and you can look. They're putting people in prisons by the droves.
Yep. Well,
and I will
talk
end
about
with one final thing. No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debunked of their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. And that is a quote by Samuel Adams.
I'm telling you, and this is what I've told people many times, all this talk about terrorism and fighting the war on terror, it's all bogus. It's all a front because our own supposed government has done more to harm us than any foreign terrorist could. Our own government passed these civil rights robbing laws, has allowed these things to be put out there to be studied, to be developed for use against us. It was our own government. You don't need to worry about somebody in a cave over in Afghanistan. The people you need to fear and need to fight back against are sitting in Washington, D.C., and they're orchestrating, pulling the strings on, and allowing everything. So
that's exactly
Deborah,
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've approved UN Agenda 21. They've negotiated with Luciferian agendas, as unimaginable as that seems. I will say one more thing. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And that's Martin Luther King.
There you go. We've got less than a minute here. Thank you, everybody who tuned in. Sorry about those who couldn't get in the chat room. It's a chronic problem. I've tried to fix it, and it just doesn't seem fixable. We will be having Deborah back again, I promise you. We've got a lot to talk about. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. And, Deborah, thank you most especially for taking time to be with us.
Thank you so much, Marty, and keep getting the word out. That's how we're going to be informed and make the decisions that we must make coming up here every day in our lives. Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you all later. Have a great day.
Thank you.